Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt, invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Mike Cab with Average Joe Finances coming at you on our YouTube channel and podcast. So one of the things I want to talk to you all today about is debt consolidation. Ever since we put our article up about a week ago about debt consolidation, and I also talked about the SoFi debt consolidation loans, I've been getting a couple emails and people on my social media hitting me up, asking me about them, asking if I think that it's a safe route to go or anything like that. So one of the things I like to talk about here at Average Joe Finances is how we use the snowball method and to get out of debt, right? You pay off one bill at a time, the highest interest rate, pay that off, and then you put that same amount of money into the next debt and so on and so forth till that snowball becomes an avalanche, right? Some people just aren't disciplined enough to do that method. I understand that. For the longest time, that was me. So no problem. Not going to be upset with you, right? Debt consolidation might be a good route for you if that's the case. So one of the things to consider are what are the different avenues you can use to consolidate your debt. The reason why I chose SoFi as a debt consolidation route would be because they are the ones who were sending me mailers in the mail and offering really low interest rates. I was very surprised when they were offering a $100,000 loan at less than 6%. Amazing. Now, this could be because my credit score is pretty good, and this took a lot of work to get to where I am at right now. However, they offer this to almost anybody as long as you meet their minimum requirements, which I'm not sure what it is off the top of my head. However, what I talk about in the article, okay, and this doesn't have to be SoFi. It can be any other lender that will give you a lower interest rate. So one of the things that we talk about is why debt consolidation could be helpful to you. And one of the reasons that I believe it could be helpful to you is if you don't have the discipline to do the snowball method, this lower interest rate loan, right? It's got to be lower than your credit cards and your other loans that you have. But this lower interest rate will take all of your debt, put it into one small package or large package, depending on how much you have, and you start attacking that one-on-one. There's no, you know, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 credit cards and 2 loans and a car loan and this and that and whatever. No, it is one enemy that you have to face. Now that you have one enemy to face, it's a little easier to focus on that, and you don't have to necessarily worry too much about the other debts impeding on you. The important thing, though, when you refinance or you pull all of your debt into this loan, you need to make sure that you don't start racking up that debt again. So you have these beautiful credit card balances of zero, right? You don't want to start racking them up again to the point to where, you know, not only do you have this one loan that you're focused on now and attacking, but all of a sudden that Visa card has a couple $100s on it. How'd that happen? So this is where you will still need discipline. You need to be disciplined to get out of debt. There is no getting around that. You need to focus and maintain your focus, okay? So let's get into this here, right? Credit cards are probably the biggest builder of debt that anyone can have. Okay, you can build debt in many different ways, but credit cards are probably the easiest way to do it because it's easy to just pull your card out of your wallet, swipe, and it's over and done with. You've got the product you needed, you're walking out the store, and now you're not worried about it until that bill hits, you know, 30 days later when that cycle closes. So you want to focus on paying those off and then staying away from them. You know, use them sparingly as needed. I personally like to use my American Express Platinum card just to build points. I recently switched my cell phone bill to it. and a couple of the streaming services, because ever since the pandemic hit, this is something that they're offering, is $20 off of my T-Mobile cell phone bill and also $20 in credit towards streaming services. So it's pretty awesome that I'm now getting a free $40 a month just for using that particular service and that particular card. And I'm also getting points that I will use in the future for travel or you know, discounted airline tickets, which is awesome. That is pretty much the only reason why I use that card in particular, is for the points. And what I do is when I use it, I pay it off right away. That's the beauty of it being a charge card. Now, they do offer a pay over time service, but it's scary because they hit you with over 22% interest rate. No, thank you. If I use that card, it gets paid. So debt consolidation, right? So this is the biggest thing about what I talked about with SoFi, is the fact that they order or that they offer this low interest rate loan. Like I said, for me, I believe it was $100,000. I think it was 6% or lower, which is really good. So if I did not have the discipline to pay off all those debts individually, as I said before, this is a good way to just bring it all in and attack it. All right. So one of the things that I also like about SoFi is just the other things that they offer with their debt consolidation loans and services. Not only are they a great lender, they also have different ways for you to open up a brokerage account, just like Robinhood or Webull. Now, the difference is they're a little time late, right? So you put your order in, it's not going to happen right away. So you got to be careful with that. But they also offer a service where they will manage a brokerage account for you. I'm thinking about testing it out myself personally just to see how it goes, maybe putting $100 a month into it and just see how they do and how successful it could be. And you get to pick how aggressive you want to be with those investments. So maybe I'll test it out. I'll give you guys a report on it and let you know how it is. Maybe it might be an option for you in the future if you don't want to use like a financial advisor or things like that. So full disclosure, I do use a financial advisor for one of my brokerage accounts and my life insurance accounts. So just want to make sure you guys are all aware of that. I'm not just willy-nilly doing this on my own without some advice from an actual financial professional. I am not a financial professional. I am just sharing with you all my story and what I do. And for me, it's for entertainment purposes only. So another disclaimer there. I also put that disclaimer on my videos on YouTube. So if anybody has any questions about this, feel free to hit me up on any of my social media accounts. Shoot me a DM, shoot me an email. It's averagejoe@averagejoefinances.com. Definitely reach out to me. Would love to have a chat with you. If you are someone who is on your financial freedom journey and you want to write about it on our blog, we would be more than happy to have you on there as a guest blogger and share your story, share your journey. That is what this is about. We're building a community. Check out our group on Facebook, facebook.com/averagejoefinances. That's our regular page. And then facebook.com/groups/averagejoefinances. And you can find our group of over 500 members and growing at this time. Also, check me out on Twitter at @AVGJOE_finances. You can check us out there. Also on Pinterest, it's pinterest.com/averagejoefinances. I really hope you guys enjoy what we're putting out. And if you're watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe. And if you're listening to our podcast, leave us a review and leave us 5 stars. Really appreciate everything that you guys are doing and the support that you're giving our community. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.